This is behind the scenes on the Black or White short film. And that's John Landis, our director. He's done so many great feature films. Coming to America, American Werewolf in London, The Blues Brothers. He's done three of my short films. And I always have a great time working with John because he's a lot of fun.
I'm going to let you do one more thing about my baby. Because if the painting is beautiful, I want to stay on it longer.
Now, if you're black or white,
on a global scale, I'd rather hear both sides of the tale.
Macaulay Culkin was also in the Black or White film, too. And John was always goofing off, throwing stuff at us. Here we are scheming to kind of pay John back for all the messing around that he did to us on the set. We had planned this, Mac and I, way before shooting the film, that we would have a big pie fight at the end. We have super soakers, we have stink bombs in the pies, and we're waiting for John Landis to show up.
Okay.
We're practicing how we're gonna do it now.
No, stand up, John.
No. Then you go.
Stand up.
For being so nice to us during the whole thing, we give you this. Okay.
Look at him. He's rehearsing.
Okay. We're going to nail John. Now. Okay. Tell me what you're going to say.
I'm going to say, John, in appreciation for working on this great video, we just want to, and then he's going to sneak, I'm just going to keep talking until he sneaks up, and he's going to hit John with the first pie.
Because I'm going to say, John, watch, he's so excited.
I go, John.
Yes, then boom, okay.
Okay,
and then after he gets the first throw, everybody else can
Here it is.
This looks very suspicious.
You know something's up, though. He's looking for Mac. Look, he's looking for Mac.
Where's Mac?
Yeah, where's Mac?
It's very dangerous to me.
In appreciation for working on the Black or White short film,
yeah.
We'd like to say thank you, and we love you, and we think
and
you
John?
Did
and
a
John?
Wonderful job.
Yeah.
John?
Because
what,
Mac?
John?
What, Mac?
Fantastic.
Oh, I love it. It could have gone on and on as far as I care. We're pranksters, you know. Look at John. Look at John. Look at him, you can't recognize him. One day I get this call from Elizabeth Taylor saying she wants to come to the ranch. She flew out in this helicopter.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Is Michael out in front?
I knew by the tone of her voice that something was up, but I had no idea how big the surprise was. She came out this huge elephant. And it was unbelievable. And at first I was kind of scared because this thing is huge. Eventually I got into it, feeding them carrots and stuff like that. I love elephants. They're gentle giants, really. Elizabeth was dressed like a gypsy, and that's why we named the elephant Gypsy. It was one of the best presents that I've ever gotten. I was so happy that day. It was a wonderful experience. But what Elizabeth didn't know, that I was planning a surprise for her also.
Oh my God! That's amazing! I love it! Carpet?
The gift that I gave Elizabeth to me was very unique. It looks like a painting, but it isn't.
That's incredible.
I love that call.
It's a tapestry. This guy did it piece by piece.
Can I write something on the bottom?
Oh.
I love you.
Michael. Oh, I love it.
You have a place for it? Maybe your
secret? No, I may have to build a house.
I think it was a shot from one of her movies.
I think it's fabulous. Did I get it? Well, maybe you'll see one of my films when we get there.
I'm seeing Virginia Woolf.
Well, congratulations.
I hope to see you today.
We have to explain the joke. The last film that Michael saw me in, that he felt I was really wonderful in, was a film called White Cliffs of Dover. And I was 9 years old. So he can see me as a grown up.
Yeah.
He may never speak to me again. It's amazing.
She wasn't quite as big as Gypsy, but I think she liked my gifts as much as I liked hers.